السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على هديه وسن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. So we continue with the أحكام التجويد رواية حفص عن عاصم from the Tariq of Shatibiyya. And last class we talk about the ruling of النون الساكنة and التنوين. So we mentioned that we have four ruling. Anybody can remind us with those? What are the four ruling for النون الساكنة and التنوين? إظهار, إدغام, إقلاب and إخفاء. That's right. Okay, so الإظهار, what do we do with الإظهار? How do we do it? The pronunciation of the noon is clear. Yeah. So we pronounce the noon without any changes, normal, as is. And what are the letters? The throat letters, which are the six letters: al hamza, al ha, al ayn, al ghain, al ha, al kha. And we said because the throat letters are different articulation point, those letters did not affect the noon. They let it go as is without any affection. But when the letters come close to the noon, then the affection become visible. Okay. For al-idgham, what's al-idgham?
The merging.
The merging, yeah. And what does that mean? What is that?
It's part pronounced.
Okay. So with merging, what we usually do, we deleted the noon totally and we make the next letter mushaddad. So the merging means totally killing the noon and replace it with the letter of idgham. And we said it's two kind. Idgham bi ghunna and idgham without ghunna. And we said, some of the ulama say it's complete idgham and incomplete idgham. So which one is the complete idgham? The one with ghunna or one without ghunna? The one with ghunna is the complete idgham? Excellent, wrong. it's opposite indeed.
50-50 chance.
Yeah.
Ghunna still has remnants of the noon, so it's not
complete. Yeah, the ghunna is one of the attributes of the noon. So when we make the idgham with ghunna, that means we left something from the noon to be pronounced. So it's not all. It's not totally deleted. Deleting for the noon. We deleted the noon, but we compensate part of it by pronouncing the ghunna. So the ghunna is incomplete idgham, but the idgham without ghunna is complete idgham. Why? Because it's completely deleted the noon and completely even deleting the attributes of the noon. Nothing left from the noon. Not the pronunciation, nor the attributes of it. And what are the letters of al-idgham?
Mim.
Yeah.
Waw.
Ra.
Lam.
And Noon. Yeah. So all those six letters which combine in the word yagmulun are the letter of idgham. All of them, we merge those letters with the noon. And we make those letters with shadda and the noon khalas disappeared. And we divided this word, the six letters, into two. Yanmu and lam Ra. The lam Ra for the idgham without gunna. And yanmu, al ya, al noon, al mim, al waw are the letters for the idgham with gunna. So when we say man ya'mal, we say man ya'mal, man ya'mal. And if you put your thumbs on your nose, you will find the vibration from your nose. من يعمل موال موال من نشاء من نشاء etc. So you will find the غنة is like a clear. But if you say من لهب من لهب, there is no غنة. We put شدة on the lam and we deleted the noon. So من لهب, we say من لهب. We don't say من لهب, we say من لهب. But there is no غنّة. And that's why we say it's idgham, complete idgham. Today we have two left in أحكام النون, in the ruling of نون, ساكنة and تنوين, which is الإقلاب and الإخفاء. So today inshallah we will finish النون, and next class inshallah we will be أحكام الميم الساكنة, the ruling of the ميم ساكنة, which is pretty similar to the noon. So we will be faster next class, inshallah. We will finish all ahkam al-meem in one class. And the only thing left after that is al-mudud, the extending the letter. Okay. Ahkam al-noon al-sakina, noon al-sakina and al-tanween, al-izhaq, hamza ha, aynun ha, ghaynun kha, idgham, يرملون الياء الراء الميم اللام الواو النون اللام and الراء without غنة and the rest with غنة. Okay, الإقلاب is the class of today plus الإخفاء. But the ruling is always it depends on the letter after the noon, ساكنة أو تنوين. We don't care about whatever before it. We always, when we talk about أحكام النون الساكنة and التنوين, first of all, when we talk about the ahkam of noon, first of all, the noon has to be sakina. Second, we look at the letter after the noon, immediately after the noon. If it's one of the izhar letters, then we make it izhar. If it's one of the idgham letters, we make it idgham. If it's one of the iqlab letters, we make it iqlab. And exactly with the hiding or the ikhfa. Okay, what's the iqlab? The iqlab is the changing of noon sakina or the tanween into a meem when it followed by al-ba. And we apply the gunna. It's easy. If the noon sakina followed by ba, we change it to meem. That is the class for today. Indeed, the first part. So we understand that the ikhfa has only one letter, which is al-ba. And if this letter comes immediately after a noon, what should we do? We change or convert the noon to meem. That's all. So it's easy. The iqlab can be... Yes, sorry? I'm sorry? No, any ba. Yeah, any ba after the noon is sakina, we will change the noon to meem. And the iqlab can be applicable in one word or in two words. Easy. So if the ba letter follows the noon sakina in the same word, or noon sakina or tanween into two words, because the tanween always has to be in two words, can't be in one word. Why? Because it's always come at the end. So the noon is sakina can be followed by meem in one word. But the tanween, because it comes all only at the end of the word, so has the meem has to be in the first letter of the next word in order to apply the iqlab. The ba has to be in a different word. So the iqlab can be applicable in one word or in two words. So if the ba follows a noon sakina in the same word, or noon sakina or tanween into two words, then the noon sakina or tanween will be changed into a meem. And this meme is hidden meme. What is hidden meme? Next class we will know. And we apply the gunnah. We apply the gunnah. So three steps. We look at the noon. If it followed by ba, we change it to meme and we make the meme hidden and we apply the gunnah. Three things. Changing to meme, hidden meme, and the meme, and we apply the gunnah. Example. Let's start with the noon in one word. لَيُنْبَذَنَّ لَيُنْبَذَنَّ لَيُنْبَذَنَّ. Okay, what's happened with the لَيُنْبَذَنَّ? First of all, do we have noon sakina here or not? Yes. We do. It's in the red color. And followed by? Okay, so all the conditions now are applicable. We have noon sakina followed by ba. So what we need to do is to convert it to meme. So we don't say لَيُنْبَذَنَّ, we say لَيُنْبَذَنَّ. 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 So what we did is we changed the noon to meme. And we applied the gunnah. So put your thumb on your nose. لَيُنْبَذَنَّ. So can you feel it? You can't pronounce it properly when you close your nose because the gunnah comes out through the nose. If it's blocked nose, then you can't do it. Okay, another example is أنبئوني. أنبئوني. Okay, so let's apply the warning. First of all, do we have noon sakina? Yes, it's in the red color. Followed immediately by ba. Then the warning is to change it to meem. مخفاه, and we apply the غنى. So we don't say أنبئوني, we say أنبئوني. أنبئوني. And of course we apply the غنى. Let's have an example of two words. من بين يديه. من بين يديه. Okay, we have noon sakina in the red color, followed immediately by alba. So we have to convert it to meem, and we apply the gunnah. So we don't say min bayni, we say min bayni. Min bayni. Another example, min qablu wa min ba'd. So we don't say min ba'd, we say min ba'd. So we converted the noon to mim. Why? Because the noon was followed immediately by the ba. That was for the noon sakina in one word or in two words. Now let's have the tanween. And we said a tanween has the same ruling as the noon sakina, except for the noon is sakina, the hukum can apply for the noon sakina in one word or two words, but here only in two words. Alimun bidhati sudug.
Alimun bidhati sudug.
So here at-tanween was followed immediately by ba. So it has converted to meme. You can see the sign in the Quran that the tanween is written like meme with arrow on it. So it indicates that it converted to meme. And even here with the meme, with the noon sakina, they put a small meme here in order to indicate that it's meme. Okay, so alimun bidhati sudur. لنسفعا بالناصية.
لنسفعا بالناصية.
لنسفعا بالناصية.
لنسفعا بالناصية.
Okay, so the first example, التنوين with عليم followed immediately by ba, for, so it was converted to mim, and we apply the gunna. The second one, لَنَسْفَعَنْ بِالنَّاصِيَةِ التَّنْوِينِ. In the word لَنَسْفَعَنْ, followed immediately by ba, so it was converted to mim, and we apply the gunna. I don't think this, the iqlab is the easiest hukum, so we don't want to spend more time. Let's go to al-ikhfa. And al-ikhfa is so important. And I don't exaggerate this if I say one of the quality or the expertise of the reading of the Quran is from the ikhfa. Why? Because it has 15 letters with the noon to make ikhfa. And it has 15 ways to do the ikhfa according to the letter followed. So that can distinguish the readers, the expert from the unexpert. Okay, the last hukum of the four rules of the noon, sakin, and tanween is al-ikhfa. And what's the ikhfa? The ikhfa is the pronunciation of the noon sakina and the tanween in a way between the izhar and idgham. So the izhar is the noon completely visible. The idgham is the noon completely deleted. With the ikhfa, it's not totally killing the noon and not totally clear it. So we do something in between. So al-ikhfa is something between the totally clearness of the noon or the totally deleting or merging the noon. It's something in between. So the ikhfa is the pronunciation of the noon and tanween in a way between the izhar and idgham. And we apply the gunna. So the gunna, so far, applied with what? With the izhar, is it?
No.
With the izhar, we said the gunna is the minimum. It's hardly visible. But what else we have the idgham? What else we have the gunna? What is that? Iqlab. Yes, the iqlab, we have the gunna. And? Idgham, do we have the gunna? Exactly. The idgham, sometimes we have gunna, sometimes we don't. It depends on the letter. If the idgham with lam and ra, we don't have gunna. If the idgham with ya, noon, mim, waw, then there is gunna. Okay, so let's say, with the hiding, always we have a gunna. With iqlab, always we have the gunna, and the gunna is visible and clear. With idgham, sometimes we have, sometimes we don't. But with idhar, we have it, but very minimum. Very minimum. Some ulama said, izhar doesn't have gunna. You don't say gunna. But indeed, the noon can't be pronounced without gunna. So there is gunna, but it's minimum. It's minimum. Okay, so the ikhfa is the pronunciation of the noon, sakina, and tanween in a way between the izhar and idgham. We don't clear it totally. We don't kill it totally or delete it totally. We put it in between. The letter of ikhfa for the noon, sakina, and the tanween are the rest letters of the alphabets. After removing the letters of izhar and the letter of idgham and the letter of ikhfa. So we have 28 letters. Is that right? When we remove the letters of izhar and removing the letter of idgham and removing the letter of iqlab, there are 15 letters left. Because 6 and 6, 12. And 1, 13. Out of 28, there is 15 letters left. And what are those letters? الصاد الذاي الثاء الكاف الجيم الشين القاف السين الدال الطاء الزاي الفاء التاء الضاد الضاء. The ulama in Arabic, they have like a poetry. صف ذا سنة كم جاد شخص قد سما دم طيبا زد في تقى ضع ظالما. So they put the first letter of each word in a word And they put like, they make it like a poetry. صف ذا ثنا كم جاد شخص قد سما دم طيبة زد في تقى ضع ظالمة. إيش؟ زد في تقى. ضع طيبة. ضع ظالمة. Not ضع, ضع ظالمة. It's only the first letter of each word. But anyway, you don't need to memorize those. Why? Because it's the rest. So you look at the letter immediately after the noon. If it's izhar, you apply the izhar. If it's idgham, you apply the idgham. If it's iqlab, which is one letter, alba, you apply the iqlab. Otherwise, you know automatically it's ikhfa. And the ikhfa can take place between two words or in one word. So far, all the ahkam and noon can be taken in one word or two words except no, not the tanween. Annoon is sakina. Always the hukum apply in one word or two words, but except for, we have a hukum for noon sakina can't apply in one word. Has to be in two words. Not the tanween. The tanween always two words, but the noon is sakina can be applied in one word or two words except idgham. Any example? Idgham, the idgham can't be in one word because it's changed the meaning. Like sinwan. Sinwan, a noon is sakina followed by waw. But we can't say siwan because it changed the meaning. Qinwan, a noon is sakina followed by waw. But in the same word, we can't say qiwan. We have to say qinwan. Ad-dunya, a noon is sakina followed by ya. And ya, one of idgham latar. So why we don't say ad-duya? Because it changed the meaning. So the idgham can't apply in one word. Has to be in two words. All other ruling for the noon sakina can apply in one word or two words. No problem. Okay. Let's have some notes on the hiding. How to do the hiding? In order to do the hiding, the noon, in order to do the hiding, our tongue doesn't touch the teeth or the gum. What are we talking about? What does that mean? Why our tongue doesn't touch the teeth or the gum? Well, that is originally should be because it's the articulation point of the noon. So the articulation point of the noon, when you do the hiding, you don't do it from the original articulation point. You change the articulation point of the noon. You grab it a little bit forward or backward to the articulation point of the next letter of ikhfa. But you don't articulate it from the next letter. You just like grab the tongue close to the articulation point. And once you extend the period for pronouncing the noon, now you put your tongue to the articulation point. Is it difficult? A bit. Okay. An example. If the noon is followed by sin, the sin is one of the ikhfa latar. So, let's have an example because min sa'ata, let's say, aw min su. Min su. Min su. The noon originally comes from its original articulation point, in which is the gum and the teeth, the tip of the tongue and the gum. But when it followed by one letter of the ikhfa, a sin is from the tip of the tongue and the lower teeth. Is that right? So we put the articulation, when we pronounce the noon, it's like we pronounce the sin. But it's not actually pronouncing the sin. It's we put the tongue in the position of pronouncing the sin. And once the time for pronouncing the noon has been exceeded, then we leave the tongue to touch the articulation point of the sin, so the sin comes automatically.
Can you do it when you don't do it, and do it when you're supposed to do it?
Okay. So if we want to do it without ikhfa, yeah, we should say min su, which is room. But when we do it with ikhfa, we say min su. So if you say miss, if you stop your breath, you will find the sin has automatically pronounced. Why? Because you adopt your tongue to put it on very close to the articulation point of the sin. So once your breath stopped, you will find the sin automatically pronounced. Miss-su. So if you say miss and you stop, you will find the sin automatically has been pronounced. Miss.
Miss.
So you see the difference between min su and min su. There is a difference. The first one, I pronounce the noon exactly as its original point. But the second one, I adopt my tongue in order to be very close to the articulation point of the next letter, of the letter following the noon, which is the letter of ikhfa in this case.
So in ikhfa, the tongue doesn't land on the palate?
Doesn't line up, no.
It just gets close, right?
Just getting close. And once we pronounce the next letter, it touched the articulation point, so it pronounced the letter. Let's go back to that. To hide the noon, our tongue doesn't touch the teeth or gum. Instead, our tongue moves close to, but not at, the articulation point of the next letter, which is the letter causing the ikhfa. So, the noon sakin or tanween with ikhfa is pronounced in 15 different ways. Depends on the letter of ikhfa. You know the letter of ikhfa, the 15 letters, they have different articulation point. So when I say min qabl, you see how do I do the noon? It's very close to the throat, because the qaf is the first letter after the throat. It's the deepest area of the tongue. So when we say min qabl, is it like min su? It's totally different. That one is deep in the tongue, and the sin is from the tip of the tongue. So you can find that the noon is being pronounced while ikhfa in 15 different ways. It depends the letter of ikhfa. If the letter of ikhfa deep, then the noon will be deep. If it's in the middle of the tongue, it will be in the middle. If it's at the tip of the tongue, it will be at the tip of the tongue. And we always apply the ghunna. And we apply the ghunna on the duration time of pronouncing the hidden noon. But once we started to pronounce the letter after it, minsu, once we started pronouncing the sin, there is no ghunna apply. The ghunna apply for the noon. Minsu. So you put your finger, minsu. So you see, the sin doesn't have ghunna. Where is the ghunna? Is with the me, with the noon, while we're doing the process of the hiding, the ikhfa. Okay? Let's have example, because the example will make it easier. First of all, we said the ikhfa can be in one word or two words, but the tanween always in two words. And we have 15 examples for the 15 letters. So let's read it one per one. First of all, the first letter of ikhfa is as-sad. Yansurkum.
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 So a noon followed immediately by sad. So we make it ikhfa. And we pronounce the noon as if we pronounce the sad. but not Sad, as if it is Sad. And once our breeze stopped, the Sad automatically pronounced. So what we, the aim of Ikhfa is to make it easy for the tongue to smoothly move from the noon to the next letter. If you say yansurkum, it's not smoothly. But if you say yansurkum, it's easy and it's smooth. So the aim of the ikhfa is to make the tongue ready to pronounce the next letter. So we put it in a way it's very close to the letter. Yansurkum. Ansaddukum. You see, if I say ansaddukum, very smoothly. Rihasarsara. So the tanween here is, the ruling of the tanween here is the hiding or ikhfa because it followed by sad. Let's have the thay. Liyunzir. Liyunzir. You see how this is the beauty of the recitation of the Quran, is to do the ikhfa perfectly. And indeed, you can distinguish between the expert reader or the unexpert just because he's doing the ikhfa perfectly or not. So it's so important to apply those ruling while you're reading in order to give the beauty of the tilawa. Liyunzir. Maa الذي. Maa الذي. So liyunzir and man dhal ladhi, noon sakina, but in one word or two words. Now we have another example for tanween. Sira'an dhalik. So when I pronounce the noon, it's like I pronounce the thay, but it's not thay. Sira'an dhalik. The third letter is a tha. Manthura. We don't say manthura, we say manthura. Min thamara. And of course, we apply the gunna. Ma thajjaja. You see how when I pronounce the noon with the thajjaja, I put my tongue outside the mouth. It's like the tha. Ma thajjaja. And once I need to pronounce the tha, I make the tongue touch the tip of, and that's it. So I put the tongue very close to the articulation point of the tha while I pronounce the noon. And once I want to pronounce the tha, all I need is just like to leave, to elevate my tongue a little bit to touch the tip of the teeth, so the tha comes automatically. Ma thajjaja. I can't see your tongue outside your lips. Ma thajjaja. Again.
Ma thajjaja.
Yeah. So make your tongue outside your mouth, but without touching the teeth. Once you want to start pronounce the tha, make it touch the tha. Al kaf. Akala. Akala. You see, ak, ak. So once I stopped, I did not want to see the calf. I'm saying only the hamza and the noon. But because I put the noon backward to the aqsa lisan, to the end of the tongue, Once I stopped, the calf is automatic because it's the articulation point of the calf. Akala. Akana. In two words. Akana. Fi yawmin kan.
Fi yawmin kan.
الجيم أنجيناه
أنجيناه
So the noon is ساكنة followed by جيم we make it إخفاء and we pronounce it like we pronounce the جيم but once we start and with applying the غنة of course ومن جاهد
ومن جاهد
ومن جاهد فصبر جميل
فصبر جميل
الشين منشورا
مش
منشورا إن شاء إنشاء بأس شديد
بأس شديد
بأس شديد
بأس شديد
القاف فأنقذكم
فأنقذكم
You see the قاف is the deepest part of the tongue and فأن It's like al-qaf, exactly. But it's not qaf. It's noon, still noon. But from the articulation point of the qaf. فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ فَأَنْقَذَكُمْ
فَإِنْ
قَاتَلُوكُمْ
فَإِنْ
قَاتَلُوكُمْ شيء قدير
شيء قدير
شيء قدير
شيء قدير
السين من سأته
من سوء
من سوء قولا سديدا
قولا سديدا
قولا سديدا
قولا سديدا
الدال عند
عند
من دون
من دون
قنوى Is it قنوان or قنوان؟ I think قنوان داني. That's his كسرة. We need to change it. قنوان دانية.
قنوان دانية.
Where is the حكم here?
Where's what?
The حكم. The ruling. التنوين followed by دال. That's it. Because someone may think maybe we are talking about the noon. But why the noon here is not what's the حكم of noon here? قنوان دانية. إدغام. Excellent. Any different answer? إدغام وزغنة. That is a perfect room. It should be إدغام وزغنة. Why not? Why are you laughing? It's noon followed by wow. إدغام وزغنة. That's exactly the answer I want. It's not idgham because even the noon was followed by waw, but the idgham has to be in two words. We just mentioned that at the beginning of the class. So the ruling of noon here is no, not ikhfa. The ruling comes back to its original, which is al izhar. We can't apply the idgham here, so it's back to normal, which is al izhar. So we say قنوان دانية
قنوان دانية
And when I say qinwan, that's mean I clearly pronounce the noon without any deleting, without any ikhfa, without any iqlab. So it's izhar, it's back to normal. But the hukum here is not for the izhar noon, it's for ikhfa at tanween, because it's followed by da. Qinwanun daniya.
Min dun.
Okay, atta. Yantiqoon. You see the noon is like ta. Yantiqoon. Yantiqoon. Don't say yantiqoon, because the ya is muraqqaqa. The ya is light. Yantiqoon. Fa'intibn. فَإِنْ طِبْنْ
قَوْمًا طَاغِينَ
أزاي أنزلني منزلا What is the حكم here? Yes, go ahead.
At first,
Anzilni.
Also, Munzala.
Munzala has the same ruling as well?
Yes,
indeed. So both of them, the noon in Anzilni and the noon in Munzala, both of them noon sakina, followed by za. So al-hukum is al-ikhfa. So Anzilni, Munzala. But this noon, what is the ruling of this noon? Anzilni. Why? Because it's followed by ya? I'm sorry? Yeah. But that is not the answer indeed. It's not in two words, of course, but...
No.
No.
Okay. Yes, Hamza. It's not... It's not. You mean it has haraka on it?
Yes.
Okay. We always talk about the noon sakina, and anzilni has kasra underneath it, so it's out of the scope of our class. Okay. We are talking about a noon sakina, and anzilni and the second noon has kasra underneath it, so it doesn't have something to do with the idgham, izhar, or ikhfa. All actually the noon. Other than the noon is sakina, like we call it izhar, because it's the normal noon. So anzilni munzala, here we have ikhfa in the first noon and ikhfa in the second noon, because both of them were followed by the zay. Fa in zalaltum. And noon is sakina followed by the zay, so the ruling of it is al ikhfa bi ghunna. And thus, this is an example of the two words. Yawma idhin zulqa.
Yawma idhin zulqa.
Yawma idhin zulqa.
Yawma idhin zulqa.
So, at tanween followed by the zay. So, it's ikhfa.
Yes.
All those letters of ikhfa, any of them comes immediately after the noon. Then the ruling for the noon becomes ikhfa.
Otherwise, it looks like it is izhar, but it's also idgham.
Which one? This one?
All the noons. And this example looks
like
izhar.
Izhar?
It could also be izhar because it's got.
If you say anzilni, that's izhar. But we don't say anzilni. We say anzilni. So we hide it. So you see the difference, Abdul Salam. If you say anzilni, this is izhar, and it's wrong. This is not the way you pronounce it.
It's not izhar because it's not one of those. Zay is not the izhar word.
No, we are not talking about the zay. We are talking about the noon.
Noon.
Yeah. if the noon followed by the zai, what should the hukum be?
Yes, it's followed by the zai.
Yeah.
It's not zai, it's followed by zai, but zai is not an example.
Yes. So that's why we make it ikhfa.
Yeah, and it's not idgham because zai is again not an example.
Of course.
So it only falls in the ikhfa.
Yes. So when you see the noon followed by the zai, this is exactly the scenario you should follow. You say, it's not, it's halalah, it's not idgham, it's not iqlab, then it's ikhfa. And how do you do it? Anzilni. Anzilni. So you don't pronounce the noon clearly, like anzilni, this is izhar, that's wrong. You don't say azilni, like idgham. And you don't say iqlab, because it's not iqlab. So you make it ikhfa between the izhar and the idgham. And how we in practice do it, we say anzilni, anzilni. So you adopt your tongue, it's like exactly you're doing the zay latter, but it's not. And once you stop, you will find the zay comes automatically.
فَإِن زَلَلْتُمْ
يَوْمَئِذٍ زُرْقَى
الفاء انفروا
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 وإن فاتكم
وإن
فاتكم عمي فهم عمي فهم
عمي فهم.
You see, وإن ف once I stop, the fa automatically. وَإِن فَاتَكُمْ التَّاء مُنْتَهُونَ
مِنْ تُرَاب
جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي Where is the hukum here? التنوين Sorry, say it again. Right, التنوين on the ta which followed immediately by the ta, which is letter of ikhfa, so the ruling is ikhfa. But how about the noon in jannat? This is noon mushaddada. Okay, so out of the scope. Abdad. Mandood.
Mandood.
Mandool.
Mandool.
You see the noon how is mufakhama? Man dhal.
Man
dhal.
Man dhal.
Oh, we don't say dhal. Dhal. No, not dhal. Not dhal. Both of them wrong. Dhal, you make tafkhim for both of the two letters. Wrong. Dhal, you make lightness for both of the two letters. The actual pronunciation is dhal. ضل yeah, so the ضاء مفخمة the لام مرققة ضل ضل yeah. من ضل
من
ضل قوما ضالين
قوما ضالين
قوما ضالين ينظرون
ينظرون
نعم الظاء ينظرون من ظهير
من ظهير
قرى ظاهرة قرى ظاهرة
قرى ظاهرة
okay. That was the end of. Now, how much? How many lifts?
Like 10 lifts.
Maybe 5 minutes?
5 minutes, so we listen to the Sheikh recording. Anyone will do.
They can read it.
Otherwise, we will just read by ourselves.
If,
this ayah, we have three hukum of ikhfa. Anybody can help? Yes. Yanfaddu. Yes. How does, where is the ikhfa? Or what's the cause of the ikhfa?
Noon followed by fa.
Noon followed by fa. So how do we pronounce it?
Yanfaddu.
Yeah. Okay. What else?
Inda.
Inda. What's the wording here? And noon followed, noon second followed by da, so it's ikhfa. And what else? Tunfiqu. Yeah. And noon second followed by fa, so it's ikhfa. So we say,
هم الذين يقولون لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا. So you see, لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا. So we make the noon إخفاء in the three words. Okay, let's keep going. عند yes, three words. عند تنفقوا ينفضوا.
That seems to have quite the noon is more prominent than like تنفقوا. Is that something?
Well, we said in إخفاء النون we pronounce it in 15 different way. It depends on the next letter. Because the shape of the mouth is ready to pronounce the next letter. So the noon in عند is different from the noon in تنفقوا and ينفضوا. تنفقوا and ينفضوا should be the same because the fa is the same. But عند different. من سوء different. من قبل different. That's why we say the إخفاء of noon has 15 different ways. It depends on the letter, followed it.
So it's
yes.
Natural that sometimes you feel noon heavier than others.
Yeah, it's natural. Yeah, because it's the noon is pronounced in a shape, in the mouth shape, like similar to the next letter you will pronounce. Yes.
Very roughly, I mean, can we assume that 50% of noon and 50% of next letter should be pronounced?
Indeed, because we said the noon is not clearly visible, it's not clearly hidden, or it's not clearly deleted, so it's in between. So let's say 50% izhar, 50% idgham. And the next letter affect, if you consider that 50%, that's fine. Yeah, roughly. Okay, let's go.
وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون.
Okay, now what's the أحكام of noon in the last ayah? It doesn't matter, إخفاء, إقلال, إدغام, whatever. We have four ruling.
It's إظهار.
إظهار, which word?
Hamza, non alif.
Which word? First, tell me the word, oh, first of all.
Noon.
Sorry?
Noon.
Yeah, noon in which word?
Kinna.
No, Minha.
Minha? Yeah, what's the ruling of the noon?
Izhar.
Izhar because?
Noon followed by ha.
By ha. This is correct. Yeah, what else? Yeah. Idgham for what? Tanween is not tanween. Yeah, but this is not noon sakina, isn't it? It's noon with shadda. Just a second. Did you get it?
Yeah.
This is noon mushaddad. Yes, go ahead.
يَكُلُونَ لَا إِرْجَعْنَا.
لا. Is it idgham?
إِذَا
إِدْغَام without غُنَّة. Yeah, that's right. Why?
It's a rock.
Because it's followed?
Followed by
ra. Yes. A noon is sakina followed by ra. So it's idgham. And you see, what we did, we lift the noon without any haraka and we put shadda to the next letter. This is a sign of al-idgham. Okay, what else? Is that all? I think yes. Yeah. So we said minha al-hukm al-nun al-izhar, and we said la'in raja'na hukm al-nun al-idgham, and I think that's all. So let's keep.
Is it time?
خلاص. So we will stop here inshallah. But we need you to practice a lot at home, because now we are actually a bit fast. So next class inshallah we'll start Mim Sakina, but please practice for the Nun Sakina. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.